Time to say hello to Dr. John Robinson, cotton economist, Texas A&M College Station. We got overnight markets. Our July contract down 7. Our December contract is up 30 points. So kind of a mixed bag after the WASDE yesterday, John.
Yeah, I think the WASDE helped. Sorry about the background noise. I'm in a hotel. The WASDE tightened up the old crop and the new crop balance sheets, basically added some 200,000 bales of exports to the old crop situation, which just kind of carried through. It reduced the carry out into the new year balance sheet, and they just lowered it accordingly. So that's tightening up the situation, and a little bit tighter, a little bit higher prices, and that's what we're seeing. We also had an export being Thursday. Export sales numbers came out yesterday, and they were okay. I think the Upland number was 207,000 bales sold in the week ending June the 4th. And that's, you know, it's not a record, but it's an improvement. It's kind of a steady improvement. So the demand picture may be just kind of slightly improving.
So are you working or are you on vacay?
Both. Both. I'm at a conference in Pensacola Beach. They have it at Pensacola Beach for a reason, because people bring their families with them. So I've got my 17-year-old, and we've been enjoying the beach and the restaurants and what have you, but we've been hobnobbing with other Southern Region Extension economists.
What have they got to say? Anything different than you?
No, not particularly. We kind of make plans as a group on educational projects we can work on and stuff like that.
Well, too bad Dr. Ken's not there. You could play some songs or something.
Yeah, it's a shame.
So what's the trading range going to be? We're almost halfway through the month of June. What's the next couple weeks looking like?
Well, I think we're probably going to continue. You know, we've been kind of what they call chopping around, up and down, kind of backfilling. We've been in the upper 70s. I think we're just going to continue to do that. We may get a little higher on supportive outside markets if the oil market is up or if the dollar goes down, or if any of those things happen, that'll help cotton prices. If anything really bullish happens, like restrictive, you know, less rain in India, that means less rain in the world market. That could be bullish for prices. They're worried about rain in India because it's an El Nino year, and that actually reduces the rainfall in places like India. And also it's dry in Australia because of El Nino. So, you know, anything that restricts the supply, if there's a slip in the crop condition, but really the markets are going to be looking couple weeks from now for the June 30 acreage report, and that'll kind of be a reset of the U.S. crop size, especially if the acres numbers are lower than the 9.4 million that USDA previously guessed they would be. So we'll have to see, but that's the next biggest chance for something really bullish, is if USDA comes in with a lower than expected number for planted acres. And they'll probably also, in the July WASDE, they'll make some other assumptions about abandonment and yield, and depending on how conditions are, whether it's continually raining or whether the moisture stops.
You got your dog with you, John?
It's not mine. Somebody has their dog with them.
I heard it barking in the background.
Yeah, that sounded like barking to me.
What did O.A. Cleveland say yesterday? Was he on the news conference?
He was. he thought the report was didn't really have any big news or no big moral to the story, which I agree with him. I didn't think the Wall Street Report itself had any huge changes in it. He also complained about the lack of demand, which he's been sort of singing that tune for a while now, and I can't dispute him.
Well, we had record highs this week. 103 in Amarillo on Monday. We had 101 and 102 and 91 yesterday. So hopefully we get a break a couple days here from this hot weather.
Oh, man. Well, you guys have been the toastiest corner of the state in terms of, like, the drought monitor.
We have picked up some rain, so that's good.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's, you need Miss Dr. Ken to tell you whether it's too little too late as far as the crop impact. It's a little better further south of you, and it's a lot better if you get down into St. Angelo, lower rolling plains. They've caught a bunch of these rains. And
well, Lubbock got rain last night. We didn't get nothing, so, you know.
Yeah, well. It's a mixed bag, depending on the region.
Well, have a good time there in Florida. Is the weather good?
Yeah, it's nice. There's nice Gulf breeze. It's a lot less humid, a lot more comfortable than Houston.
All right, give out your contact, John, and we'll check back with you probably next Thursday sometime. We're not going to be doing the gig next Friday.
Okay, well, I look forward to that. And meanwhile, people can reach me at 979-204-9937.